Right.
Well, meeting order.
I'm gonna call this meeting to order, June 20th, 2016. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from last month?
Still moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're gonna call public comment if any of the public wants to speak up on any of the issues on our agenda tonight. More than welcome to.
Somebody named Nettie said it was just gonna be written comment.
Well, he decided to let you say.
Nettie should inform me that.
Somebody who sits up front?
Well, we're doing public comment, so if anybody wants to speak, I don't see any hands raised.
I just wanna pass something on to you. Anybody else wants to?
State your name and first, so we can all hear it, and then feel free to speak.
No, you gotta pass a note to you.
Okay. Does anybody else wanna speak on tonight's agenda? Feel free.
I will. I'm Joanne Myers. I'm a board member, vice president of the Valley LGBTQ Community Center, and I'm here to support the local law number 10 that legislator Berkey is proposing. We really need public accommodation law that is all encompassing here in Ulster County, New York State, and the United States. But since we can only deal with here, I'll start here in Ulster County.
Thank you. Anything else you might want to add? Good. Okay, with that said, here are no other public comment. I'm going to start with the resolutions.
It's first.
Okay.
Resolution 293.
293, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 10 of 2016, local law prohibiting discrimination on the basis of gender identity at places of public accommodation, resort or amusement.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Second.
All right. Discussion?
It's to be held then on Tuesday, August 9th.
Oh, yeah, that's how it was written next month. 2 months, not next month.
2 months.
Right. The main reason for doing this in discussion with council and with the clerk, Vicki Fabella, we felt that it would give us an opportunity to spend a little more time discussing any concerns that are raised about the actual language of the law so that we can try to address those over the course of the next session and still have the hearing scheduled.
Rich and then Carl.
Do you want to go?
It depends. You're going to be long-winded?
No, I'll be quick.
Okay.
I mentioned to Legislator Rodriguez, one of my concerns under the enforcement, Section 4A, it says, for the purposes of this local law, the term enforcement officer shall mean the Ulster County Commissioner of Human Rights or his or her designee. I would like the Commissioner of Human Rights to be the sole designee enforcement officer, not be allowed to make a designee. But if he or she does need to, I think it should be approved by the legislature, because they could designate somebody that we, you know, that I just don't like. I just think, you know, we appoint the commissioner, we approve the appointment to the Commissioner of Human Rights, and I don't like them having the opportunity to give away, which I believe is their responsibility and duty, to somebody else. I think.
So you'd like to basically just delete out, though, or his or her designee?
Yeah, just the enforcement officer shall be the Ulster County Commissioner of Human Rights. Or if there needs to be a designee, the legislature needs to approve it. Pet peeve of mine. I'd like to know who.
Okay.
It would be my preference in this discussion to take note of all of your concerns and to talk to council about it, to really research our responses rather than dragging this out here, since I think it's important that we take actually all of the concerns that you have into consideration, as well as ones that have been raised to me by outside.
Just so you know, every local law mm-hmm. seems to have this, and mm-hmm.
okay.
I always bring it up, and we always end up taking it out or changing the language so that somebody doesn't have the ability to, choose.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's basically
reasonable.
It's somebody
reasonable.
That you and I and we
right.
appoint.
Listen.
We have faith in that we
I
appoint
agree.
That position. Mm-hmm. They could not that they're gonna, but
right.
we would look stupid if they appointed it to.
Right.
Somebody that we didn't have, hold in high regard or didn't feel could be impartial.
Or that we never oversight over.
Or that we don't have oversight over, right? We're just giving away our ability to.
Well, right. Also, if the charter, if I may, for having a free discussion, if the charter, in fact, doesn't allow that freedom to the decisions made by the Human Rights Commission, it would make sense not to include it in the law. And we will look at the general municipal law and what it says about the commission's powers and duties. Which it actually is the, it's referring to general municipal law as it's written in our charter.
Okay.
Council, how do you feel about what they're talking about right now?
Yeah, that's one of the issues that we have to take note of is whether we're empowered or authorized under the charter to have the commission do the things the local law wants it to do.
The commission being Human Rights Commissioner?
Correct.
And who would you say would be a good hearing officer, so to speak? Oversight.
Well, that issue we haven't really explored. We've just looked at the law as it's been written so far. I think one of the issues that has come up is, as Legislator Berkey has pointed out, is whether under the state enabling legislation, which is 12D of the general municipal law, whether
mm-hmm.
that's a permitted function of the local Human Rights Commission or not, or under our charter.
Okay.
So that's something we have to look at.
So, General Municipal Law 239, Section 239R covers that, but I'd be happy to talk it over with you.
I was going
to
say, thank you. And
Carl
also,
was
clear.
Carl was next.
That's true.
I'm waiting.
I'll let
very
Carl go.
Impatiently.
Go ahead, Carl and Mr. Rodriguez. And the gentleman down below, I see you're waving at me frantically.
Because I decided there's two things I had to add as long as you allow for public comment, because I researched the New York City.
Can you wait until legislators get done? I'll gladly give you your 2 minutes.
But if I can leave by 7:30.
We'll make sure that happens. We're going to be right behind you.
I'm part of the Citizens Police Academy at the Sophie Hill School.
We'll make sure you get
thank you.
Minutes.
If you arrest him, I'll make a contribution.
Come on.
Carl, go ahead.
Next week. Okay. I talked to Legislator Berkey about this resolution and thought about this, the enforceability of this law. And I'm just going to go over what we talked about. An enforcement officer who's appointed by the Human Rights Commission is not a judge. And I really believe that this is an act of a violation of human rights. And violations of human rights can only be heard in the civil court. So how is our department going to levy, how do they have the authority to levy fines and civil penalties when you can only do that in the civil court? I'm not saying that this isn't a good idea. I'm just saying that the enforceability of it, the way this is written right now, is it going to create more legal problems for the county than what the local law is actually trying to do, to correct wrongs? And I know Erica and council here have some ideas about the enforceability of it, and the same thing, the legality of the Human Rights Commission to levy fines and civil penalties. So I'm bringing that up.
The health department can find you. If you have septic sewer, the health department can find you.
I was going to say. I guess I'll use this opportunity and Legislator Parity as well. I mean, like, this is something we levy fines for all sorts of different things. The recycling law has penalties in there. So I don't view that as an encumbrance for this. And with regards to council, I know your majority council, minority council was quite comfortable with this language. He was also involved in drafting of it with Legislator Berkey. So while I understand, you know, some of your concerns, I think part of this can be addressed with the councils kind of fitting together with regards to hashing out any of your individual legal issues. But I don't think that that should be an encumbrance to passing this. So.
And I'd be very glad to convene all of us who are interested in going through those issues between now and, well, soon, to go over each item that's raised.
Legislator Donaldson.
Well, I don't have as much concern with Legislator Parity pointing out with the or their designee. I think sometimes you have to have a designee. You're not going to be able to fulfill everything. You're on vacation. You know, who knows what's going to happen. And I also do not have a problem with the idea that the our charter doesn't fit, or, you know, this is a human rights issue, and there's a number of issues that, let's face reality, you can't name every little tiny thing. If you tried to do that, the laws would be 150 pages instead of just 50 pages long. So, you know, the reality comes out here is that, this one's only what?
Five.
It'd be 150, basically, is what it'd end up being. If you start using every idea and everything and try to zero in on every little aspect of a law, I mean, you do want it as clear as possible. But having said that, I can't see how the charter would say that the Human Rights Commission could not do something of this nature. I mean, they do something very similar in other situations. So, I mean, why wouldn't it stands to me, and it's an extension of the very thing they're doing presently. So, I mean, I have no problem with it, and the date. And I think that was very wise of Legislator Berkey to put that out for the 2 months thing. It gives everybody an opportunity. Let's, you know, pick it apart. Do what you got to do. And then, you know, we don't come back with some kind of excuse, well, we didn't look at everything. And this way it's set up, and I'd like to, since it's already out, I'd like to move it for the date on August
9th. Before you do, I would just like to hear if there are any other concerns or objections so that I can research them.
Now's the time I want to give the gentleman... Carl, go ahead and speak.
Okay. One of the problems with voting to set the public hearing is that if you make any kind of substantial change to this local law, we have to set another public hearing. I would like to propose. Now, I know there's a motion on the table. Well, it's not actually a motion. He's asking for a vote. That's not a motion. I'd like to make a motion to postpone this a month until all legal counsel get together and make sure that whatever this local law is correct and legal, and that it's going to go to public hearing. Because I will support the public hearing, but I'm not going to support legislation that is going to be delayed further. Because if there are substantial changes made, and some of it is the legality of the Human Rights Commission, this is going to have to be set all over again.
So maybe council can correct me if I'm wrong, but generally speaking, local law requires two readings and goes through two sessions?
No, it doesn't have to. I think it just was set up that way in this particular instance to maybe allow for that dialogue to occur.
Okay, so in that event, and that's actually why I was advised to set it a month out so that we would be able to do this very thing. But it wouldn't have to be set, Legislator Buffiglio, wouldn't have to be set again another month out because this was intended to do that.
You only have to set it like 7 days out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I was going to say, we would actually meet again by that point in July. So it's actually, we can move this along.
It can be changed and keep the same date.
Yeah.
If you vote to set the public hearing tonight.
So we can move this, but we can move this along.
Okay.
We can move this along tonight.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can?
But if there's a substantial change.
It's a substantial change. If we make a substantial change until then next month we come here and we decide to make the substantial change, we just voted on it again, the same thing. It's not
doing
anything. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's because you basically, what is it, 7 days, 10 days? I don't know what it is.
Well, even then, we still have plenty of time.
It would be fine.
It's changed a number of times, and I don't remember.
I understand.
Okay.
right? So
worst case scenario, you'd bump it up to September if you had to.
It's not a big deal if we do what he says. It's not a big deal if we do what he says either, but because you can still change that on the next month. But I think it sends a better message by setting the date right now.
That's right.
Even though what you're saying, Carl, it's half a dozen, one sixth of the other, because we'd be voting on it the following month anyway. So, but I like the idea of setting the date now. Mm-hmm.
Richard.
I appreciate it, and I support this law without a problem. But I don't like the human rights, which is basically a one-person office and then maybe a part-timer, being able to give up his or her right to designate somebody else.
Well, no, I understand. Well, that's why we got to work on
it. If we take it out right now, I'll vote for it.
Otherwise, well,
we're not voting on the law.
But that could be a major change.
Right.
Or you could say, we don't agree with you, Rich. We're still having a public hearing, and I'm going to be like, well, I kind of supported this with the thought that it was going to be taken out. Listen, the Commissioner of Human Rights, if they can't hear a case this severe, then they should find another job, to be honest with you. They're not getting 100 phone calls a week. They're getting four phone calls a month.
But Rich, you have a person that's a human rights commissioner, and they're away on vacation. What do?
You do what courts do. You postpone it for a week or so, and you have your hearing when this person's
back. What's the big deal? What happens if there's a conflict?
And who's going to be the...
Then here's the case. Yeah. Then let's do this.
Right, what if it's a conflict?
His or her designee who must be approved by the legislature. So that way, if they designate somebody else, we have to approve it.
To make you feel better, I think maybe what you could do is actually create someone off the Human Rights Commission.
That's the president or the chairman?
In other words, a designated person that we approve.
I'm good with that.
So in other words,
I'm good with that.
I know, there's a number of people, very good people on there. One very good one.
We have a very strong Human Rights Commission.
Yeah, no.
Everyone on the commission has
I've gone to meetings.
Carl, we don't have a second for yours?
No.
Right. And I'm going to let the gentleman speak down there, unless Mr. Parody, the senior, has anything to say.
Yeah, I do. I've missed my good friend Jennifer a couple of times. It's really my fault that I was swamped
was
and out of sorts over the weekend with things I had to take care of. But, I'm in the service business. Mm-hmm. And our premise is you treat everybody like you want to be treated yourself. Regardless of anything, you treat them like you want to be treated. But I do have a couple of problems. I'm going to have to tell you a little story with the problem.
Okay.
Maybe 10 years ago, there was an incident in Kingston, New York. And the Nazis, the skinheads, the hate monger people came to town to protest an incident in Kingston High School.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know that they had come up to the Boyceville Inn and made reservations for maybe 100 people. A nice bit of change for food and drinks. business is business. During the course of their demonstration, and when it was breaking up, I got a phone call. Those people are coming up to the Boyceville Inn. I was the party chairman at the time. You wonder why they would come all the way to Boyceville.
Mm.
I didn't let them in. I will not serve bigots, racists, hate mongers, people of that ilk. And I've asked some people who consult with me at times. When I read things like protected citizens from discrimination, prejudice, and intolerance, we're all for that. But if somebody is a Nazi, and they run around saying the only you know, guns for the Arabs, sneakers for the Jews, and those sort of things, I won't let them in my place. Now, if they walk in and I don't know it, it's one thing. But I didn't let them in. Certainly would have paid my electric bill for a month or two. And you know, the other paragraph says ensure full and equal accommodations, advantages, facilities, services, and privilege to all residents. Don't, you know, I can't vote for something that's going to make me violate the law. Now, there's no question that folks of all persuasions, of all living conditions and organisms and whatever you want to call it, have to be treated fairly. But I don't want to be, I just can't see, I will not support something that would make me serve those people. All I have to say at this point. I wish you could address those, because you're putting somebody in a position to violate the law, mm-hmm. and you know, I don't know what all the rest of the state statutes say, mm-hmm. but just taking those words in the law could. Is wrong, and it takes away my rights, as a person, let alone a business person.
John, I think you missed a good opportunity to turn those Nazis into tree huggers.
I wanted to talk to them, but
respond.
John Benair wanted to talk.
I'm going to let the legislators talk, Dave, and then I'll let the gentleman get in. Unless you're really urgent, you got to spit it out. Feel free. I know you got a time. Go ahead, sir.
I don't know where you're coming from, Mr. Parody Sr. When Lloyd Humphrey died, we had a function at your place. Are you calling me a neo-Nazi? I hope not, because my dad fought in World War II on the U.S. side.
Say that again?
My dad's side is German.
Okay.
He fought on the U.S. side. Are you calling me a neo-Nazi? Are you in favor of this law?
Mr. Chairman, I have to object to this.
I want the language changed. Yeah.
Okay, well, I have two questions because I have...
Sir, you cannot attack...
Yeah, this is public comment. You don't attack...
I don't know where you were coming from.
Okay.
Just because somebody...
I think you totally misunderstood what John was saying.
I'm sorry. Let me put out the two questions. Because I've researched with the CEO of Redeemer Radio out of Olive Ridge, at least the two examples that I am knowledgeable on, does it have to follow the New York City and Charlotte, North Carolina? In that case, they do not allow for separate facilities for transgender, those who say they're confused. Okay? That includes showers, and then the transgender. They only have to say they're transgender. It doesn't need a doctor's written certificate.
That's right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. At about 7:05. The point is, I discussed it with Chief Guomaglia of the town of Ulster way back in December, and I've spoken to a number of city... of Kingston police officers today. It sounds like the Human Rights Commission would investigate complaints. Would that come from both the transgenders and the people who aren't confused about their identity that would be offended if they're not going to be separate facilities? There's no room for modesty.
Any complaint that's made to the Human Rights Commission on the grounds of the violation of this law would be treated as a complaint.
So the Human Rights Commission would...
So if I took my child to a haircutter and they refused him or her on the basis of his or her gender,
I could complain
as well.
Getting your haircut doesn't mean you take your clothes off.
Okay, so I think we need to move on. So I want to just respond to Legislator Parody, if I may. I think that this is exactly the kind of dilemma that is
posed.
That
has to be addressed.
So this is the kind of dilemma that is posed by the question of the rights of businesses or the rights of individuals or the rights of society, and I agree that we need to have more discussion about this in the community. I think it's important to make a distinction between protesting discrimination by others versus discriminating ourselves. And so I think, while I'm not saying which is which, I'm saying that I think these are all valid, very valid concerns that will be raised by the business community, and I welcome the opportunity to have a discussion with businesses about this in the coming months. I think it's worthwhile to talk about what the law covers and what it doesn't cover, but the main goal of the law is to be able to recognize that discrimination should not occur, not whether or not you feel that you have the right to... if someone comes into your business and is minding his or her own business, is not creating an uncomfortable environment for anyone else by merit of what they do. For instance, just to answer the gentleman's question about changing rooms, there have been no instances of reported abuses of other people as a result of allowing transgender people to utilize the same restrooms as others of that same identification. So I think it's very important that we recognize that those kind of scenarios have just not occurred, and that the spirit of this law is simply human rights, civil rights. And I think it's important that we have a conversation with the business community about how it can affect them and how we can address the fairness of it.
Yeah, you know, when I didn't get to speak to you, and I tried very carefully not to raise my voice today, where you think that this was like a confrontational thing.
No, I don't want to.
Everybody is entitled to be treated with respect. Right. Everybody.
I know you feel that way.
And all these other little things can be worked out. Mm-hmm. All of them can be worked out. And I was debating whether to bring it up or wait till I see you today, tomorrow, the next day, but this is not... an adversarial thing.
No,
he just raised some issues that somebody could say, you have to serve me, and I say I don't, and then they could take me to court, and I'll take my shot at that.
Right. So you raised...
Kathy, don't worry about that.
Right.
You know, I'm talking to the lady
here.
Somebody could take me to court.
So I think you raised the most central, if I could answer, you raised the most central concern that will be voiced about this legislation. And that's why I think it's worthwhile to have the postponement.
Yeah.
And it's worthwhile to have a talk with the business community about it and to talk about the consequences of passing it or of not passing it in either case. I think the most significant part of this for me is that this was a dialogue we needed to start having here. I said so earlier when we issued this, that if we don't have this discussion, these kinds of things that have brought this about and that are continuing to bring this about in our country, it's not healthy not to have a community dialogue about it. So how we address it with the legislation is a matter of discussion for the next month.
John, I'm going to... hold on for a second. I allowed public comment at the beginning. I didn't want this break down into debate among legislators and,
It's all right for debate amongst legislators.
That's what I meant, and break down among the participants here. But I am thinking about, and I was kind of against postponing this at the beginning, you know, but Jennifer made some good points that this is too important. We should rehash it. I'm thinking about if you guys agree, having a meeting on a non-committee night just to talk about this topic, a special meeting. If
we can do
the
that.
Committee would so please, we can get some more comments from the community and the business owners before and during. If we have people speak out during public comment, it's going to start the process from the beginning again if things change that drastically. And Dave, go ahead, speak.
Yes, I wanted to make a suggestion for a change here to address legislator Rich Barry's concern. And I think this may, in other words, the Human Rights Commission is empowered to, among other things, receive where is it? Oh, and the Ulster County Commissioner of Human Rights there is or a designee that would, that is appointed by the Human Rights Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So that way the Human Rights Commission can find appoint a designee to take the place of that person
if they can't make it.
If they can't do it for one reason. Because there could be a conflict.
So if I make
as you said,
just
in other words,
clarity.
What happens if you know, it comes before them and they happen to be a friend or the next door neighbor or a relative, and then there's a conflict, and you certainly don't want that any appearance.
So David, just for clarity's sake, so basically read something like the Ulster County Commissioner of Human Rights, or designee of the commission.
The Human Rights Commission.
Yeah,
all right.
Good. That makes it simpler.
Jennifer, since you are the sponsor, are you okay with us?
Yes, if you're saying that the designee is a member of the commission,
no.
Is that what you're saying?
No,
or
the designee,
no. They
may
appoint
the commission
a lawyer.
Itself.
They may appoint an attorney. Or
okay. Yeah. Okay,
just
yes.
One thing, and I know we're just here to set a public hearing tonight, but we didn't have a chance to have much of a discussion with minority counsel, with Chris Rucci, and we want to have that.
Well, they're just ideas, and then you guys can all
right,
sit down
right.
And
I think
right. See what can work or can't work. Or
just to bring one of the issues to the fore, we're talking about fine-tuning the Human Rights Commission language, but I think we have a discussion on whether the Human Rights Commission can even act in the way that this law wants it to act. Chris, I think, says that it can. We're not sure that it can.
Position of our caucus is that it can.
Those are the things we need to kind of hash out. So,
okay.
By all means, if you want to fine-tune it, I get that. Yeah. But it might be a more fundamental issue that's out there.
John?
Hey, okay. We pass it.
And I just want to thank Jennifer.
You know,
my attorney
says, what if, when they're theoretical, you know, well, we can't talk about what might be. The thing that happened with us is real.
Right.
And so consequently, I think you're absolutely on the right track. Well, everybody's on the right track to do the right thing. There's no question about it. But it has to be, it can't be so broad-based that people can be trapped.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, this legislation addresses a protected category. Or what is intended to expand a protected category, which is quite different than the case you were talking about.
It says...
So having the lawyers... It says that the purpose of the law is to deal with transgender...
That's at the end of the sentences, but the beginning it says, in the interest of the country, protects its citizens from discrimination, prejudice, and intolerance. Then it says, then it adds further. And the second one creates... And I don't want to... I'm not going to debate you with it.
Okay. No,
and ensure full and equal accommodation, advantages, facilities, services, etc. to all residents. That's all.
Right. So
and I agree
we'll
with
look
that.
At that. We will look
I
at
agree
that
with
wording.
That.
I agree that the... Sorry. I'm sorry about that. The protected class is the intent, the legislative intent of this, as it would be for any other what is already a protected class. This is not in our civil rights in New York State, which is why we're trying to bring this to the fore.
Okay. Well, we have some time, and I'd like to call for a vote.
Carl, and then we'll call for a vote.
Okay. I just want to play the devil's advocate, and I don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers.
No devils here.
Can't.
But this law is protecting a specific population.
No.
Okay. Well, it is. The law is protecting accommodations of transgender population. So, this same law that protects this group will also protect, if you want to call them, I'm not going to call them, you know, by an ethical name, but people who are trying to circumvent the law. And someone who is not a transgender, but just wants to mock this law by setting a demonstration and trying to enter a premises as a person of transgender, even though they know they're not and they're not going to be a transgender person. This law will also protect those people. So I'm only playing the devil's advocate on that. I could see a faction of society... the backlash would cause that. Now, with that said, I'd like to make a motion to postpone this public hearing resolution until next month because there's so many more pieces of this that hasn't come together yet. And I don't see why we can't postpone it another month. We could still have it for the same date, but there might... my understanding is we're not sure if the Human Rights Commission can actually do the things that this local law is saying it can do legally.
I'll second that for the purpose of discussion.
Okay.
Rich.
Thanks. I liked your idea, Legislator Roberts, about I think maybe setting a workshop meeting. We can, with the attorneys, let's get it done before the next meeting. You know, let's have a workshop meeting where we can get maybe two or three or four of these questions mm-hmm. answered, see if we can change the law. I don't think there's anybody in this room that disagrees with the law. It just makes sure some of the changes are legal. Okay. And you guys will have time to look into that and at least have an opinion.
Dave?
And then...
How do you feel?
I have no problem with the workshop. I mean, I'm comfortable with the...
I mean, this is the first time we're discussing
right.
it, so right. we want to make it right.
That's right.
And a lot of local laws go through 6 months, 4 months. We, unless they're...
I understand that. Is that workshop, would that be closed?
Sure, no. Closed. All our meetings
no, no.
Are
no all of our meetings open. All of our meetings here.
Well,
anything that's a public meeting,
the
it's open.
The only difference in the workshop, you would be able to observe. We would not probably entertain outside, but maybe. I mean, it really depends.
It's not like...
Sometimes we do, sometimes it really depends on how well the conversation's going, because, you know, you want to get the job done, you don't want to do it, you know,
Chairman,
keep on going on and on.
Chairman, can I just say fair one brief thing?
Go ahead.
So I think that if you raise, and this is why you're a representative, if you raise a question like that about safety and the possibility for abuse, it's likely that others are asking that question. And this kind of concern gives us an opportunity to research whether there are, and as I said, from my reading of the situation in every report that I could find, was that there have not been any reported incidents of that occurring. But I'd rather be able to bring that kind of information to the table, and so the workshop is a perfect opportunity for every concern that's being raised to be addressed fully.
I mean,
so I thank
support,
people. For, I know there's no question
I support
really,
bringing this to,
yeah.
you know,
to make it a law.
Right, no
yeah.
question is inappropriate here because it's, if people are raising that question, it's something we should discuss.
Do you want to vote on the postponement?
On
or,
yeah, I have a motion on the floor. Do
the motion and second it,
so, yeah.
and let's start rolling here.
Doctor, how do you feel about postponing for a workshop or a more public...
I mean, I'm probably more hardline in this, that basically the law already provides that that the public hearing happens in August. Of course, if we wind up needing to do a workshop as well, I'm not gonna say no to that.
I don't think you have to postpone it to do a workshop.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say. There's actually built in time already, and at least if we actually move it, then we're actually setting a deadline for ourselves. If we end up having to basically postpone it at our next meeting, which, by the way, will be, what, July 18th?
We're going to be
right?
before that.
No, what I'm saying, but even I'm saying in a worst-case scenario, let's say that we get together on July 18th and we're still not there yet, you can postpone it then.
Yeah, but no, we can't because it would already have passed. That's the problem. You already want to have it passed.
So we're going to
table
this tonight. Put a date in for another committee meeting before our regular scheduled committee meeting.
I don't think we
heard
nobody
for the committee.
Nobody voted on tabling anything at this
no,
point.
No,
well, postponement, not tabling, by the way.
Right.
It's a postponement, not a tabling.
Right, it's not a table, it's postponement, but nobody
Well, postponing means postponing the vote or postponing the public hearing.
Oh, I don't know. You're the ones that made it. I'm a no.
I thought I was postponing the vote.
All right, well, I'm a no.
Well, let me call a vote.
I'm a yes.
Yeah, I'm
postponing
the
resolution. You know, can I just
postponing the resolution?
Can
I just postponing the local law or the public
can
hearing?
Can I make a comment?
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. You know, I'm just going to say, I think this law is a great law. I wholeheartedly support it. But with that said, I think there's been some legitimate questions that have been brought up. It's the first time we've seen this law was when we got the email in the last couple days. I think it's unfair to when there's legitimate questions, to try to vote for it. I don't know if there's
You're
ever been a local law
You're
that we passed the first night we've seen it. It always comes for another month. Legislators have questions, and I don't think it's fair. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's fair that you two don't want to give us the time and have a meeting where we can just dedicate 2 hours to coming up and having these, not you, but by voting no is
but I didn't.
I don't want to pass a law that's going to be changed in 3 weeks.
Rich,
so we find out.
You still got the time. All we're doing is
setting
a date.
We're just talking about setting
for a public hearing. You're setting a date for a public hearing.
But we can still set the
date. And once that public hearing is set, and then they do that, that's when, in other words, that's actually dangerous.
If we make substantial changes to it, we have to vote all over again at the next meeting in July. So why not, let's just have something that we know is solid, that everybody has input for July. I don't like voting on things that we know are going to be changed.
I have no problem. I'll go along with you, but the idea here is I prefer to create the idea and to actually send the signal out by putting the date down. And that makes it clear, and people can say, all right, well, the thing is that, you know, you're postponing something anyway. We already are by putting it way out to August. So you actually put it out. So we have so much time to fix anything that needs to be fixed, but the date is out there, and it's already set. And we've got from now until then, what is it, 2 months?
But we almost
know. Over 2 months.
We almost know, based on the questions tonight and the concerns and having to work with council, that it's going to be a substantial change. So we're going to have to revote. So this is going to be totally thrown in, not
so
thrown in the garbage.
The door today,
then why vote on something that you know is going to be changed?
What substantial change is it going to make?
Well, if it becomes the issue that somebody is hates Monger, they're wearing T-shirts, they hate minorities, and they're screaming at the top of their lungs, you can't deny them service.
Yeah, you can.
If they walk in your establishment and they're
not
quiet,
a protected class, which is what this law covers,
and also federal law would actually speak on that, Rich.
That discussion where it says
everybody knows that this is a protected class? That's what this is intended to protect.
Then,
it's not
so what would happen in his situation?
It's not intended to protect hate speech, and in fact, it's not written to protect hate speech.
What would happen in his situation? Would he have had to let those people in?
We'll look at that.
Well, that's
my understanding is it's not.
If we don't know, we shouldn't be voting on the law.
I will look at what we model this after New York City.
Being a neo-Nazi is political.
So we'll answer that question for you, as I said, to the other parable.
Or try to work around it where we can.
We'll address whether this law is constraining someone from protecting someone from serving someone who is clearly violating the
something.
The
I understand.
Spirit of law.
Who's utilizing hate speech in an environment. I don't think that that's what this is intended to protect.
Okay.
So,
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I appreciate you being very lenient on the quorum and the decorum of this, but I still have this motion on the table, and usually when someone else makes a motion, you get right to it.
No, that's not
you,
true. We debate motions.
A motion calls for a vote.
We ignore
a motion and a second.
Do we always debate motions?
Because you're asking
every
individual
vote.
That's right.
As opposed to actually doing a more formal vote.
And allow you to speak. A motion and a second calls for a vote.
No, I know that. No, but
Legislator Befiglio, for the record, state what your motion is.
My motion is postpone the resolution 293 until next month. Have a workshop meeting. I don't know how that's got to be advertised as a public meeting.
We could vote on it at the workshop meeting. We got two more meetings to vote on it.
But I'd like to hear more from council. Our council said they haven't talked to minority council yet about the legality of serving this law, about the authority that the Human Rights Commission has over it. That's one. And you're right, Legislator Donaldson, that we could vote on this for August 9th, but then after the workshop meeting, if we make substantial changes, we've got to change the date. It could still be August 9th. We'd still have the
I don't believe
time.
That's accurate.
No, we could keep the same date. We'd have to just vote on a new law.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
the date would stay the same.
I just said the date could stay the same, but
outside of
we'd have
a couple trees
along
the way.
What was the difference?
Kathy, place some trees, please, in advance of our burning. Thank you. Yes, yes.
And the reason why I want to do this motion also is to kind of answer Legislative Parity's experience. Any act that denies a basic human right belongs in civil court. And those people could have sued you for not letting them into that bar, and you could have landed the civil suit.
I know it's not true.
Oh, absolutely.
You can sue for anything.
And this law would be the same.
No, that part.
It's not
going to
prevent anybody who is going to be discriminated against, which this law is going to protect, from them also, after they get through the Human Rights Commission and these people get their fine, to sue them for $1 million or $2 million in a civil court.
I'm going to let Legislator Donaldson speak, and then I'm going to call for the vote on Carl's motion, and then what you say doesn't throw us into another tizzy.
I'm sorry, but with all due respect, Carl, this is America. You can sue anybody at any time for anything, basically any time, any reason, anything, doesn't mean you win. I can bring a suit against you tomorrow because I don't like what you said. Does that mean I'm going to win that? No. I'm going to lose. So, in other words, the idea that if somebody brought John Barrett's business into for not serving somebody that is a neo-Nazi, he has the right to do that. He's a private person, and that's politics. It's also political in nature, that mindset. But I understand where he's coming from. But it's also still political, and you have, in other words, that's not so protected. The point is that, you know, if you want to postpone it, fine. I like the idea of creating the symbol that it's going to be there on August the 9th, whatever it is. I like the idea that you set it ahead of time, but if you need to postpone it, as long as it gets back out to that one, that's fine. I mean, it's not that, we need to rush it, but I also would like to see it happen.
Just the last word to Dave. But it may, if this law passed the way it is, it may be improper for me to decide.
Yeah, I don't.
It may be if it's clearly said it. So we'll find out.
I don't see that. Although I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, somebody could probably sue you, but as a result, they're never going to win. No, they're going to win.
National origin is a protected class.
Thursday?
National origin is a protected class. If you're discriminated on the basis of national origin, it's a protected class.
And race also.
What about
race? So if you read the law, it actually describes civil rights law, describes what a protected class is.
When are you?
I won't be. I'll be gone until the 9th.
Then you guys have it during the 11th.
Everybody's going to be away. Kev, sit back over there.
Thank you, Hector. I'm going to call a vote. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If we're going to have the workshop on the 11th, I will vote for the postponement. But we are going to get this.
The 11th. What is the 11th? It's a Monday. What time?
It's a Monday.
Is that the actual laws and rules meeting?
No. The 18th is our laws and rules meeting.
I'll be here the 11th. The 11th, I have meetings. That's fine.
I'm good. The 11th.
Legislative programs.
So do I. But our meeting is at 5:30. Usually 5:30.
So we'll do it after
5:30.
We'll do it after.
What's that, a committee meeting?
You can do it the next meeting. We talk in between.
All right, then fine. Then.
7 o'clock on the.
You know, it is seven. Not. It's seven's not as seven's fine with me. I don't.
Yeah. All right.
Six.
Well, I was going to say I take that back. No, we should actually be setting our meetings, by the way, to be like, you know, six or following government.
All right,
government
Pete.
Review.
Okay, Pete.
No, it's not that. You're saying it's in that way. Well, we had to wait till 6:30. Even though we were all here at 6, right? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
Hector, I got a long ride.
Immediately following legislative programs.
As a native of Plattekill, by the way, I know exactly how far it takes to get here.
We've done the newest paper on the slowest I've ever seen on Friday.
All right.
We don't do meetings. That was
we don't do meetings. Well, we never get out
there. I think I made this motion at the beginning of the meeting.
Okay. We're going to vote. We're going to add on July 11th at 6 o'clock.
No, you can't.
No, stay at 5:30. So 7 p.m.
Well, 5.
Why not?
5 or 5.
Whatever time you want to do it. What's wrong with the following day?
It's legislative
Tuesday?
Programs.
Yeah. Tuesday works for you guys. I won't be here.
Tuesday be work. Why don't we do the following day? You have caucus, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, we'll have caucus.
So you could have the meeting before caucus.
What time's caucus?
Yeah. Caucus normally 6, isn't it?
We'll have a council meeting that day.
That sounds risky because it's short.
Don't you have your meetings at the college?
Yes.
We had the meeting at the college, actually.
It would be my preference to do the 11th, only because it would give the
7 o'clock
an opportunity to come to something that's after work.
7 o'clock on 7 the 11th. O'clock. July 11th.
All right.
Fine. We can make it, I guess.
Fine. Call the vote, Mr. Chair. No one in the meeting. That's fine.
That's
call the vote, Mr. Chair.
It's a legal meeting. It'll be
call the vote.
Postpone.
Aye.
Aye. Legislator Donaldson, is that an aye?
For what am I voting on?
The postponement.
For the postponement, but I'm fine with it. Just so you know, I'm going to know what.
How many yeses and how many?
3-2. Hector, what are you?
I vote to postpone.
4-1. Okay, so it's 4-1. 4-1, postponement.
Yes. 4-1 postponement.
And I did not vote for the postponement. David B. Donaldson.
What's the B for?
Can't tell you. Baron? No. You have to guess.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's good.
Okay, we're
going to...
All right.
We're going to hop up to 284, adopt and propose local law number 5 of 16.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Let the man finish.
No.
I'll call the vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
285.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to take resolutions 285 and 286 as a block.
I'm moving both.
Can we get discussion on 285 and 286?
We already passed these through legislative programs, and I believe they are probably, and they did them through finance, ways and means, so I think all we need to do is look at the legalities of them. They certainly are legal, so I'll be...
All in favor, 285 and 286?
Yes.
Aye.
Yeah, I'd say yes.
I said yes.
285, 286.
She meetings at the college, right? The memorializing resolution is because it's not an law.
I think here.
Well, she's got a meeting at the college.
No, we're going to have to have it at the college.
Tonight.
What's that?
We have to come back and answer eventually.
I don't really care one way or the other. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
All right.
It gets considered here.
All right, 288.
288, setting a public hearing of proposed local law number 8 of 16. Prohibiting the sale and use of sky lanterns in Ulster County.
What is this?
It is when you set off those candles, like on the Hangover, and they go up in the air.
When you have a hangover?
No, the movie The Hangover. It's the only reference.
Wow.
Wow,
man.
It's the only reference I know.
It's when you had a hangover.
I haven't had a hangover.
You may have, yeah.
You don't even see it. Here it is, yeah.
Hangover
Skyway. Okay,
Hector.
Thank you, Mr. Jarrett. And I realize, Legislator Lapp, you're the sponsor of this,
yep.
And we had a brief discussion. You know, in our caucus, we did have some issues, but you may want to just kind of maybe just explain to the whole committee what the purpose of this is. And
well, feel free.
Basically, these things are a small inferno. That's launched, and there's no control. They're not tethered. There's no control over them. Once you let them go, they're gone, and sky's the limit, so to speak. My major concern is we just burned down over 2,000 acres at Sam's Point based on it could have been a spark. You're sending up something with a candle in it that's going maybe 200 or 300 yards, and God knows where it could land or what it could land on. That's number one. Number two, it's an environmental issue. These things are not biodegradable. There's wire mesh in the cradle that holds the candle itself, and the frame is wire.
Well, these things are legal now?
They're not illegal in New York.
Oh, wow.
You know, there was some question about that, by the way, from Legislator Bartels as to whether or not that they were already...
I think Nick can fill in on that, but there's been research. They're not illegal at this point in New York State.
They're cutting in on her business. That's why she's...
Oh, hey! Do not attack a member of my caucus.
Okay.
So it's environmental issue as well, as far as it's not being biodegradable, it's a pollution. These things, what's going to take 400 years for the wire mesh to dissipate?
You know, well, I'll call a very vote.
Go ahead.
Well, can I just finish my reasons and then you guys can vote?
Oh,
to speak about it. So let me finish.
Isn't two reasons enough?
The third one is it has to do. It's near and dear to me in my district. It's the livestock down there. These mesh things could be eaten by the livestock, and it would ultimately cause death to the cattle or horses or whatever. Those are my three main points, and also it could cause injury to a small child should they try to inspect it and pull the paper off and the wire framing snaps up into their face or whatever.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm glad you closed with your concern for children. I know there's many livestock in your district, but that's it. I'm glad we're talking about babies. So, you know, one of the other things I guess I just brought up was if, and I think you were amenable, that we would just lower the penalty, I guess, from that 250 to 150.
Well, it was from 500 to
'cause there was a sense in caucus that it was punitive, at least in my caucus.
And what is your
punitive?
Yeah, that got brought up. I'm just bringing it up.
Well, if you land at my house and sets it on fire, it's going to be punitive for me.
I brought it up to you, sir. If you're amenable to it,
I'm not. I think it's a reasonable thing. I mean, you know, hey, these things here can cause some serious damage here.
I'm not. I'm in no way disputing that, sir. So.
Could you put a sparkling device on one of those things?
Because right now it says not to exceed $500, right?
We're going to change to 250.
What's that?
It's going to be lower to 250 in 15 days.
I need an amendment for that.
Yes, that's something you guys have to
vote. All right.
So then, fine. Then I move to amend to. Do we hear 200?
250.
I'll second that.
250.
250 and
15. Once you know, if they do it, you get the
thousands. I don't mind.
What's that?
I don't like the thousands. I don't mind the 250.
Yeah, but
it's 250 in 15 days.
Oh, 15 days. Yeah.
Are you? Yes.
Third violation.
I'll do the 15.
Second violation.
You're gonna second that?
Yes, I did. Now I'll vote on the amendment, lowering the fine.
Aye.
I got one question on this. Would you be amendable for making these legal by a special permit?
Years ago.
In the right circumstance? Because, to be honest with you, it may be a issue up in Rochester, but I haven't heard anybody complain about it down where I'm at.
Well, to be quite frank, Kevin, I didn't really realize what went on with it until I saw one launch in the middle of July last year, and I cringed. So my problem with doing any special permits, there's no control over these things once they're launched.
That's true.
It's gone.
That might be a variance in state law, the regs. So right now, they're determined to be a recreational fire under the regs. Interpretation by Homeland Security or the State Fire Department. So they are required to remain tethered or anchored, so they can't be set free under state law. State law permits them to be sold and tethered, but this law closes that gap and says, you know, not even tethering them, because if you leave them unattended, it becomes an unattended fire, and that's not permitted. So I don't think the permit would, I don't know how that would end up going.
Yeah, I don't know if you could do that, but... All right, so call the question, Mr. Chairman. On, did we actually vote? We voted on the amendment, right?
Yes, we did.
All right. So.
All in favor?
Aye. The amendment or the?
The
overall.
We passed the amendment.
Okay. Getting old, I'm slow.
$291. Setting a public hearing. John, if I'd known this was on here, I would have called it ahead of time so you didn't have to stay all night.
No, he wants to postpone it.
I want what?
Did you want to withdraw it? No?
No.
Oh.
No, he wants
I
discussion.
Want to postpone it.
Yeah. You want discussion, though, right,
John? I don't even have to vote on it. Just let it lay on the table a little bit.
Well, that's what I said.
Setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 9 regarding campaign finance reform in Ulster County. Hector?
All right. I guess I'll just to kick off, I mean, you know, we discussed this, I think, a little bit last year as well about how we wanted to make sure it was not just the county elected official, that it was actually candidates who were also running for office, to make it, you know, inclusive for anybody running for the office. And I guess, you know, with that, I'll move to postpone it, but we do need to kind of work on...
Right now, we have an August 9th date on this. So it's a 2-month out date.
We're not voting on it tonight.
Yeah, but I don't mind postponing it.
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Well, if we're going to postpone it. All right, I had no problem with postponing it. That's what the sponsor wants to do. But I also want to assure that it is discussed and something's done with it. Because we have the situations we've been having is, to me, unacceptable. It's unacceptable what's happened in this county. It's unacceptable what's happened in this state. And so as a result of me, I feel that this has got to be addressed. And we need to make the public feel a little more secure that, you know, that our elected officials represent them and not the people that are paying for their campaigns.
You know, I have a suggestion here. And 291 has been in front of our committee, John, since last October, September, maybe July, almost a year.
More than that. Yeah.
Well, it got defeated, didn't it?
I don't recall.
I think it did.
But I think it might. We debated a lot, but we haven't really had the will to make changes. And
that's correct.
I think maybe a special committee to sit down and you and a few other legislators to hammer out the points and then bring it in front of us would be a great idea. And might
you know,
be some service to us.
Mr. Chairman, lots happened in the last year, statewide, locally. We read about it in the papers all the time, and this was something that, quite honestly, the county executive suggested 2 years ago or 3 years ago in his State of the State or the State of the County or address. I'm particularly upset with my own party in this county. There's serious, serious problems right now with unusually large, $350,000 being laundered through the account and moved out, and it's starting to hit close to home, which we knew these things would happen. Quite frankly, I'm more than willing to discuss it with anybody, debate it with anybody. I don't want to sound unreasonable with it, but we have to take a position, both ethically and fundamentally, that we're not taking advantage of the system. I mean, one of the new laws I think they just passed, unless they knocked out in the end, was that people working for the executive's office in Albany or in other areas can't be involved in their campaigns in a material way unless they resign, which is okay. And
two for one.
I felt that in the 2 years I was here with the folks in this office and here, I should not be allowed to ask them for money or for support. And some people think I should have been allowed to do it. I don't think it's the right thing to do.
I think a lot
so
of people
I would
agree
appreciate
with that.
I would your comments or maybe you as a chair or whoever wants to do it, appoint four or five people that are at least somewhat and I say this consider that something has to be done.
I don't know if I have the power to form a subcommittee. I think Chairman Ronk could form a
No, you can form a subcommittee within this committee. It just has to be members of the committee.
Do we have three members of this committee?
Well, why don't we just the concerns, everybody write their concerns down and then work with Jay or Vicky or whoever and try to incorporate them into the...
Go ahead, John.
And I'm trying to reach out. I did last year. I didn't. Jay did. To the good governance groups. And not one reply. So I kind of do chuckle when I see all the stuff on the paper about the Blair Horners and all these guys got a lot to say in Albany. You know, sometimes you got to look to home. And we did it with the League of Women Voters, the Blair Horner groups, all these different groups that said, here's the bill, we sent it to them, tell us what you think. Not one comment.
Go ahead, Rich.
I think we
sent it to the League.
What?
Which League member did you send it to? Do you know?
Come on, Tom.
Gary,
I'll look it up.
Wait,
for
you. Would you please? Yeah. I
do think we need to. We should work on get something passed. People don't trust elected officials, and at the end of the day, nobody should be contributing money and working for the county or doing business for the county. This doesn't exclude them, but nobody should be getting county contracts and donating $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to anybody's election campaign or re-election campaign, whether it's a legislator or a sheriff. It should not be done. The public has lost faith.
Or candidates for those positions.
Well, or candidates. I'm fine with that. Or candidates for those positions should not be allowed. Me personally shouldn't be given a nickel because too many people are going to jail. Hector, you're fully aware what's gone on at the county. Our county committee funneled, embezzled. They I think 9 out of 10 people would say they committed a crime. It was terrible what they did. And unless we stop it, or maybe include county committees somehow, I don't know, they're regulated by state law.
Yeah, that's state law.
But you know what, or have no legislators, be executive members of whatever. It needs to be done. There's too much of a connection with raising money and politics and policy. And when we have people in this county raising $500,000, there's no reason in a small county like this for anybody to be raising $500,000 or $300,000-$400,000. No excuse.
John, go ahead.
And you know, here, Mr. Chairman, I've been puttering around with this stuff for over 20 years, 25 years. I don't find any problem with legislative races and legislative concerns. It's just not there. But you see folks constantly getting in trouble with the fire departments, the libraries, the rescue squads, other non-for-profits sometimes where, you know, you tempt the maid. They used to say you don't tempt the maid.
No oversight.
And we have to make some things meaningful and symbolic, as well as sending a message. So I thank you for, I guess, offering to postpone it, which I think is the right thing. This doesn't have to be pushed through.
Well, I think, Jay, on behalf of myself, could you ask Chairman Romp to form a committee with John and whoever else wants to serve on it, and we can see if we can get this done by the...
Because it's not an election year, so it's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
Well, you can create a subcommittee.
I don't know if I have enough people on the committee.
You need three people.
Does three people here want to sit down and discuss this?
I'll work with it.
Rich?
Well, Hector's got some legitimate questions and things he'd like
Rich?
To see. I'll do it, but Hector said yes. So if you got Hector,
I need three.
Yeah, Hector, John's, Dave.
John's not on the committee. He
can. Oh, then I'll do it.
Well, we want to make it broad-based, and it's only five of you, so we'll figure out which
I know. I was going to say, it's not like there's a lot of us here right now.
I agree with them.
I know. I mean, it's
well,
like
the three of us can do it. Be three of us. We can do it.
You're literally talking
on that note. I'm going to.
There's only five of us here.
Because if you do that, I'll never get on the committee because Hector won't appoint me, and because he doesn't return my phone calls, and he won't appoint me to things.
Send you flowers.
Dave, I'd like to appoint you chairman of this subcommittee, and Hector is your coach.
If I may say, I will be quickly sending out a note if you table this or move it forward like that to all the members, asking them for
you have a copy of this,
and, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, all right. So I make sure that the League of Women Voters run through this, and we need feedback. I'm asking, since he just appointed me as the chairman of this committee, I need feedback.
Absolutely.
Okay, since we're going to move on the postponement, 295, reappointing commissioners of elections. I know the Republican one is up, and Mr. Turco did call me today, offered to come. I told him it wasn't necessary, unless the committee sees different.
It's really a vote of just your caucus.
Still gets a vote of the legislature.
But if the majority of Republicans don't support him, he doesn't get nominated.
That's true.
Can I ask a quick question? I know it's a long meeting, and I'm going to be done in a
minute. Please.
I have an issue with Board of Elections, the way they've handled the last three or four election nights. They used to, years ago, the polling inspectors from all around the county could call them with their number, say, so candidate Smith got 134 votes, they tally them, they put them on a website, you could follow it.
Within the last unofficial. Anyway.
Unofficial. Everything's unofficial till December.
Yeah.
They're unofficial.
Until the recamp happens.
It's ridiculous anymore.
So now what they do is the commissioners, they require their employees and staff drive out to every single election district, pick up the discs, drive back, put them in, and count them. Those results are not done. Some aren't even updated till 11 o'clock at night. You know on Facebook who's been winning the elections before the website. We're spending mileage, we're putting county employees on the road late at night to go to far corners of the county. To me,
it's got to change. I like Tom, and I want to, and I'll support him. But I'm having a hard time supporting these guys that really are not. They're one of my biggest complaints is people saying I was on a county website. I can't even get the election results. What the hell are you guys doing?
Well, I know it's different now. People,
but we should set the policy.
Have a hard time making sense of the new machines as compared to the old ones.
But that's got nothing to do with it. Oh, you mean the people that read?
Still,
no, they're easier.
No.
You used to have to read the X marks.
What happens is, because I follow them in the city all the time, and what we do, like in the city, what they do is we have an inspector sitting at each spot. So the Democrats and the Republicans each have inspectors, and what happens is once they read that tape, that inspector adds it, they would call us in the city, in other words, wherever we were meeting. We knew, as soon as that was called, we got a call to us. And they used to do that with the Board of Elections. They would call up the Board of Elections. The Board of Elections would put that down, but it's still unofficial. They would, until you actually plug it in with the, and even then it's unofficial. But the point is, you could get the results out, and if there's a mistake, there's going to be a mistake. But in other words, it's going to be corrected when you actually get the real. But the point is, when you're waiting till 4 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the next day, and you're not getting them, it's ridiculous. When they're there, all they did was call them in. Now they don't allow the call in. They said, no, we won't allow that information to go out. I just find that, absurd. People want to know that night. I mean,
of course you do, as soon as possible. I take your concerns seriously, and Jay is going to reach out to Tom and Vic and see if they want to come in.
But we can set the policy, I believe.
I'd like to hear why they do it before we set a policy.
Well, we've had them here before, just if you will. And Victor has always said it's because we worry about the accuracy of what's being called in. That's their only reason.
I don't understand why county employees have to fall throughout the county. Why can't, somebody in like Platicill?
Well, because they've been there from 6 in the morning till 9 at night. Now you want to get them in a car to drive to Kingston at 9:30. In the past, they've called. The next day, somebody would drive in or somebody went out and picked them up. They secured them for the night. They're in secure locations. And it was done. And people, this is for the public good. Maybe somebody was up by 30 votes on the internet, and then the next day they realized they forgot to add the conservative line for another opponent, and he picked up 31 votes. Maybe that happens, but it still can happen with them driving down and driving back. The votes have changed. But it's all for the public. The public's ability to see what's going on.
So what's your pleasure?
I'm going to support Tom, but I
know, but what do you want
to
do?
Let's ask
it?
Them to come in maybe next month to explain. Can you correct me if I'm wrong? Has it been 3 or 4 the last elections? The results don't even start getting put on till close to 10, and then the final ones are coming in close to midnight?
I think longer than that.
Longer than that. It's been 3 or 4. It's...
Jay, ask Vic and Tom to come in as long as it doesn't interfere with any potential court cases that may go on with the petition process.
The police drive it up.
Yeah,
the sheriffs. Oh, the sheriffs are doing it?
Yeah.
It's got to be officially
custody.
Yeah. Did the sheriffs always do it?
No.
Okay. So now are they getting paid overtime?
Well,
the town clerks
used to bring it. Or
they secure them and then bring them up the next day.
Yeah.
Well, I know in the city, the city of Kingston, we would have our poll watcher right there because they would read them off. And they read them off, they'd read them, we'd have a little blank.
You'd call the Board of Elections?
They used to call the Board of Elections, and they would call, in other words, somebody else called the Board of Elections. Our poll watchers would call, city Democratic headquarters, and we'd put it up on the number, so we knew by ward when they came in.
I know. Let me.
Now you're the cops coming.
Hector, go ahead.
All right. Orders of the day, Mr. Chairman.
Police officer.
So, resolution 320.
Taxpayer money.
You guys didn't say all in favor. 295.
How about all in favor of 295? That's important.
That's
great.
And 297, we're going to postpone because it was postponed in government efficiency.
Oh, okay.
You need to.
All right, so resolution 320.
320, we're going to support the passage of A4458B, the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act, otherwise known as GENDA.
All right, Mr. Chair,
can
I say
ask
that
a quick question?
Since session has ended,
it's a
moot point, right?
And also, if you look on here, the Senate bill didn't even come up for a vote.
Right.
So it's not even like there's two bills that passed each House, and we're waiting for the governor to sign it. If you read it, it says the Senate referred to insurance.
So
there's no
the official.
There are no
action.
Votes for this bill in the legislature.
We're going to let this die in committee.
No action.
Okay.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
New business, old business, motion to adjourn.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate everything.
Thank you, Kim. Hey, it was an hour and 15-minute meeting. It was good.